From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The U.S. presidential race heats up. Now that Donald Trump is the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, he's being asked more about policy and continues to say he will put a temporary ban on Muslims entering the country and that he'll deport millions of immigrants in the U.S. who are here without permission. When asked by CNN's Wolf Blitzer how he would get along with Russian President Vladimir Putin,
I think I have a good relationship with him. So far, we're off to a good start. He said Trump is a genius, okay?
Meanwhile, his likely Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, speaking to the Asian Pacific American Institute of Congressional Studies, touted her own experience and talked about what she will do to improve people's lives.
I'm putting you all on notice. We're going to put a lot of folks to work to knock down all the barriers that stand in the way of Americans getting ahead.
Trump and Clinton spent the past few weeks increasingly aiming their attacks at one another. A number of polls show Clinton favored to beat Trump if the November vote were to take place now. Raging wildfires in the Canadian province of Alberta continue and are moving south, forcing three more communities to evacuate. An emergency operations center was also forced to move again, taking it far from the devastated oil sands city of Fort McMurray. The Alberta government said Thursday that more than 1,100 firefighters are battling a total of 49 wildfires, with seven considered out of control. Officials say conditions remain extreme and strong winds have helped spread the fire. It has dealt a blow to the region's crude oil production, with companies slowing or stopping it altogether. This is VOA.